pleasure to be back here on Book Club. It is always great to be talking books with you. How is your week of reading going? Now, this week on Final Draft, I had the great pleasure and privilege of speaking with Tony Birch. Tony is an author, an activist, an academic, a poet, and an essayist. Tony's 2019 novel, The White Girl, about a grandmother striving to protect her granddaughter from the racist policy of removing children from their families, is still widely discussed. And Tony and I were speaking because he has two new books out. One, a collection of poetry entitled Whisper Songs, and also a short story collection, Dark as Last Night. Now, this is an incredible feat, and one that is also incredibly difficult in the current climate of lockdown, where none of us can wander the shelves of our favourite booksellers and happen upon new works that we might like to explore. Put simply, it is an incredibly difficult time to be any sort of artist at the moment, and to be releasing books into a lockdown world is really tough. Now, Tony and I, Tony's work moved me to tears with its incredible heart, its willingness to go into the dark places of our society, and its zest and verve of its language. And so I want to keep championing these incredible new Australian releases, because these books need to be discovered. Now, just remember, if you are loving any of the books that we talk about on Book Club, any in the past weeks, any in the future weeks, get in touch with your local independent bookseller and order a copy. Independent booksellers, independent bookshops, these are your best resource for discovering new books. They are the people who will remember what you like, be able to recommend new things, and they're doing it tough at the moment as well. They need our support at this time. So if you want to buy a book, call your local. Now, in Tony Birch's collection, in the eponymous story that opens the collection, Dark as Last Night, Birch details a dark tale of domestic abuse. A young girl flees her home as her father becomes violent and is taken in by the strange lady next door. There she learns that this woman is not so strange, so much as she is independent of those minds who would have her stay silent. A refugee from Europe, she's learned that people say nothing and others die. It's that simple. Operating almost as a type of fairy tale, the story Dark as Last Night opens us up to a world where this girl has a choice in her own fate. And Tony Birch's stories in this collection, they have a way of giving voice to things that we're too often just not talking about. In the story, Bobby Moses, a small-town cop, watches an old Aboriginal man walk into the town that he patrols. Knowing the predominantly white population will disapprove of this incursion, the cop questions, what should he do? While giving the man a ride, he learns that Bobby Moses has returned to a town he has no memory of. Taken from a mother he can now only visit in the town cemetery, Bobby is seeking to reconnect with his land. Now, each of the stories in Dark as Last Night, they offer up stitches in a fabric of our social connectedness. These are who we are, from the dispossessed and the victimized to the violent and the racist. Tony Birch tells us these stories in an engaging way that leaves the reader to judge, I guess, where they stand. I absolutely loved the stories in Dark as Last Night, as I did the poetry of Whisper Songs. I'm not going to have time to talk too much about the other collection, but trust me, they are both just incredible. If you are looking for a stellar read, I implore you, check out these collections, support local artists. If you want to hear a little bit more about the collections, you can also hear Tony talking about them on Final Draft. Just go to 2scr.com/Final Draft or the Final Draft Great Conversations podcast. Thank you for having me in for Book Club. I'll see you next week with more great books. Happy reading.